877-876-PHIL and online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. You can watch our live streaming. I wasn't kidding. I mean, we have a very good pre-show. Well, it's not very good. I mean, it's a little bit more rollicking. Now, I know that a lot of people love the pre-show because there are times when I just get crazy, you know.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of this, and if you don't mind, we do have David calling in. Now, Phil.
What do you got David calling in for?
But Ms. Gray said he got to have him call.
Phil, hold on. I think that's where you should have much of these conversations with the audience. I don't think it does you any good at all to have... Is that David?
Yeah, Miss Hall? Yeah, go right ahead, Miss Hall. Yeah, we've been dealing with it. Yeah.
What are you talking... David.
Now, listen, Phil, nobody is trying to tell you what to do on your show. What I'm trying to say to you, though, is if you continue talking the way that you're talking, you're going... You know, we're going to have to... I'm going to have to tell you not to do it. And it's not that I want to tell you what to do on your show. And
oh, I see. Okay.
David, let me say this. Where are you, by the way?
I'm up to Patrick right now. We're putting together some books for the Danny Lee Cardigan show. You know that show, right?
How's that doing?
It's doing very good. We're syndicating it. And I know you probably don't want to hear this, Phil.
You know, there you are. What are you doing?
We're packing Danny Lee Cardigan's biography. We've got... advance order for $10,000.
Danny Lee Cardigan. Is that what his name is?
Yes, Phil, don't come off sounding bitter, okay? Because it's not good for your image.
My image? Boy, that's a hot one.
Well, what's left of it. All I'm trying to say to you is this. I'm not telling you...
Hold on, I'll do it. Phil, no one is telling you what to do on your show.
No, no one's telling me what to do on my show. They just got him calling, and you...
Hey, hold on, Mr. Ham. You gotta listen to what I'm saying.
Just give him a chance, Phil.
Give him a... Did you just say give him a chance?
I'm sorry, but give her a chance.
Did you say give him?
He was probably talking about Bud.
Yeah, I was talking about Bud.
If you're lying to me...
Oh, no, I swear it.
What we're saying, Phil, is the following thing. Your problem with the radio business should be discussed... During the pre-show, when you have all the freedom in the world... Hold on. I'm sorry.
I got to agree with Phil on. You know...
Why do you belch?
I'm sorry, but it was a part of the egg salad sandwich that I'd had. And...
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Okay, please don't belch, Margaret.
I eat healthy, and the result of health is gas. Live in it, son. Live in it.
Yeah, that's the quote I saw today on... Facebook, right?
Yeah, what is that going to be, your marching orders?
Yeah, that's going to be the way that you live your life.
I live my life the way I quote Jimi Hendrix. I'm going to be the one to die when it comes time for you to die. So let me live my life as I see fit.
No, that's not Hendrix. I'm not going to be the one to die when it comes time for me to die. So let me live.
What do you mean you're not going to be the one? The line is, I'm going to be the one to die when it comes time for me to die, so let me live my life as I see fit.
Thank God Hendrix didn't do it like that.
I'm going to be the one to die when I...
You know, what we're trying to do is give you a sense of humor about life, Phil. Hold on for a minute. Just hold on. Yeah? Yeah? Where's Danny now? Well, go and pick him up! Danny just arrived. Danny just flew in, so we got to get going.
Well, that sounds like you got a real great franchise there with Danny Lee Cardigan.
Well, we got a little bit of jealousy going there, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like it, Mr. Hall.
Little bit of jealousy.
No, there's no jealousy. It's just I'm listening to this bustling room. It sounds like a warehouse.
Yeah, we're getting this. We got Danny's autobiography. He's got a single coming out called, I'm Gonna Be Free or something. He's a new conservative host. And we're trying to push him on a couple of these syndicators that don't... I mean, frankly, what you're saying is true, but I wish you'd...
So that's why you don't want me to talk about it. It isn't because you think it's ruining my image. It's ruining your business. That's the problem.
No, it's... No. It's not... Yes, it is, but it's not... That's not the reason why I'm concerned about you, Phil. More than anything.
Yeah, the last thing you said there about Danny Lee Cardigan, we're trying to push him on some of these syndicators.
We are. We're trying to... There's a few of them that still, want to do... And we've got a beautiful single that Danny sings. It's called something like, hey, Jerry, what's the name of the thing? I gotta be free of, make me free of you, something like that. And he sings about freedom in America. God, it's great. It's marvelous.
Well, I gotta tell you, that's some cutting edge stuff, man.
I think you're lying to me.
I'm not lying, being sarcastic. That's real cutting edge. That's real 1992. Fantastic, man. Danny's going to sing a song, huh? Maybe you can get Sean Hannity to talk about whatever the hell he does.
This across the fruited plain, ain't that him?
No, that's Rush. What is? Didn't Hannity, the shining light of Victor? I don't know what the hell it is. Just get out of my life, will you?
No, don't be bitter. Just be.
Phil, what's wrong?
Nothing.
But Tanner, you look depressed.
Nah, I'm okay. Danny Lee Cardigan, huh?
He's the up-and-coming new talk show host that David's promoting. We have no idea if he's going to take off or not.
Oh, we have no idea. He's sitting there in a warehouse, and they're packaging this guy's books.
Don't sound like some guy that probably... I'll bet you anything he's David's boy. I don't want to say anything about Mr. Hall. I think Mr. Hall's a good guy. I'll bet you anything that Danny, at the end of the day, puts on a knee pad, probably gives him...
Will you shut up about that, okay? I don't want to get sued.
What are you talking about, knee pad? That's Danny Lee Cardigan. There's nothing gay about it.
How do you know, man? I bet you anything that guy got a radio deal by going on his hands and knees. I'll bet you that he runs through 3 pairs of knee pads. What do you think about that?
Do I have to listen to this?
Guys, you got to be cool with this, okay? You got to be cool with this. I could get sued.
What are you going to get sued for?
Especially if it's true. Danny Lee Cardigan wears a knee pad. And the only way he's going to get on the air in this country, if he gets on his knees and slaps on a pad for Cumulus, slaps on a pad for...
Will you shut up about that stuff? Please.
I just think somebody else say something.
Well, somebody has just said something, Robert. You. You're going to get everybody in trouble with your big, fat bazoo.
Yeah, all them thick lip slapping and everything.
Hey, watch it, watch it. What did I tell you about that thick lip stuff?
Well, he's ruining everything.
I ain't ruining Jack. The only thing I'm going to ruin is your face. You want that?
You're wrecking everything that we've been trying, that we've worked so very deeply at for so many years.
Oh, shut up.
You're just jealous.
Look, Margaret, you can call it jealousy. You can call it jealousy if you want. But what do you call it? Is it really jealousy when a guy says... What are you laughing at?
A diaper commercial?
Yeah, a pretty funny diaper commercial.
A pretty funny diaper commercial? What's so funny about it?
Well, it shows... But
it showed that the diaper was flying through the air right onto the baby's butt, and it's talking about how the diaper is light and what's the word?
Absorbent.
Yeah, absorbent. And a diaper was flying.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, the diaper flies through the air and says, we have the new extra absorbent diaper, and it's a flying diaper, and there's a baby. I don't know, the baby's not walking, but there's a baby minding its own business, and suddenly a diaper just drops onto the baby.
Uh-huh.
You don't see the creativity in that.
Do you realize that we're sitting here talking about my radio show and my future, talking about the things that I need to do, and then you guys are going off on how creative and marvelous a diaper commercial is? The creativity in a flying diaper?
Well, Mr. Emery, all we're trying to say is, you know, people want creativity, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Robert. Very good. People want creativity. They're hungry. They're thirsting for it. And you can give it to them.
Yeah, but in the meantime, there's the diaper.
There's a flying diaper, and I understand.
Oh, no, never mind.
No, Phil, I understand how upset you can be.
No, forget it. In the meantime, there's a flying diaper. All right.
Now, don't be bitter, Mr. Henry.
I'm going to belt you. I swear.
He's getting violent.
Yeah, back off. Everybody back off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the first smart things that's been said tonight. Back off. Everybody back off. I'm a very dangerous man right now. Especially if anyone mentions a flying diaper. What was that?
That's the flying diaper commercial.
Oh, that is pretty good. Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and philhenryshow.com, online at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. If you really want to know where the real thing is happening in the world of communication, of entertainment, frankly, in my world, it's there on that there. In fact, during this commercial break on Phil TV, I am going to go into a rant that you won't even believe. We'll be right back.
Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil Henry yeah. Show.
Yeah!
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show this Wednesday night. And wanted to get to this. I've been telling you about this for the longest time here all night. I don't know why I'm fascinated with this, but it just seems to me, it seems to me that these days, when you see a head coach in any sport coaching one team for as long as Lindy Ruff did, it's a little surprising. He was with the Buffalo. What did I say?
You said the Buffalo.
Yeah.
I meant Buffalo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but now it's Buffalo. Everyone thinks it's Buffalo.
No, they ain't, ma'am. Are you going to get me sidetracked on this, bud?
No, I'm just saying, if you say Buffalo, how many people are going to think it?
No one's going to think it's Buffalo. They're going to think it's Buffalo.
Okay.
All right, fine. But I know people listen to the show on a religious basis, or not religious, babe, but on religiously.
Yeah.
And they listen to what you say. And you go Buffalo, they'll go, let's go to Buffalo, New York. And people will laugh at them. That's all.
Oh, don't start bawling, okay?
Well, I'm just telling you.
Why are you crying?
Because people I know are going to think it's Buffalo.
If you know people that listen to me and have such faith in me that when they hear me say Buffalo, New York.
Why, see, you're laughing.
It's ridiculous. Of course I'm going to laugh. And they're going to go out there and they're going to say, give me two tickets to Buffalo. What?
Well, they'll get laughed at.
So they deserve to be laughed at.
Why? See, you're more sensitive to people who have disability.
Are we talking about people with disabilities here, bud?
Yes. These are friends of mine. Some of them limp, and some of them had a drug problem.
Well, no, wait a minute. Are they technically disabled, or are they just friends of yours that are jacked up?
What? They're good and everything.
Well, are they disabled?
I would say, yeah.
What's wrong with them?
One guy I know that you know, that one guy at Freddy, he limps.
Yeah, he limps.
He limps. Does that mean he has a disability, or does he just limp?
He limps. He got shot one time.
He got shot one time. This is getting interesting, isn't it?
Well, just do the Lindy Ruff story.
No. I want to hear this. Your friend got shot, and now he limps. Is he disabled?
Don't you think that's disabled?
There's a technical definition for disabled. Is he on disability? Does he park in a disabled spot?
Yeah.
Does he have a disabled plate?
No.
Okay, well then the guy's... Get out of here, will you, bud?
You know, what's that other guy you know?
I got another friend of mine who sells... He sells the papers at the Santa Anita Racetrack.
He sells the paper at the Santa Anita Racetrack. What's he selling?
He sells the score sheet. Or the racing sheet.
Okay, what's wrong with him? Why is he disabled?
Because that's what he does.
You don't. That doesn't mean you're disabled because you sell a racing sheet. Oh, what a jackass.
Bud, will you quit wasting my time?
If the guy, all he does is stand and go, winners, Pasadena, winners, Pasadena.
Yeah, I know the guy. That's the friend of yours. Is that Rudy? Not Rudy. I was the guy last night. I forget his name. This is a friend of Bud's, and he's out and he's selling a newspaper. He says, winner, Pasadena.
All he says is, winners, Pasadena.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of those guys do when they're selling the track form and they're selling they'll say, hey, get your paper, you know, they got their own way.
That's all he says.
Even when he's not at the track.
Yeah.
So when he's sitting in a restaurant, he says, winners, Pasadena.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Well, what does that mean? Bud, I'm going to kill you if you don't start answering straight. Give me some answers, okay?
Yeah, he says, winners, Pasadena. Then we go to a restaurant, I go, what do you want? He go, winners, Pasadena.
That guy's mentally deranged. Yeah, that guy needs help.
Tell me about it.
So if he hears me, he's going to think it's Buffalo, New York.
Not him, no.
Yeah, because all he says is winners, Pasadena.
Why are you getting frustrated?
Because you're an idiot, that's why. More than anything, you're just a moron. Because he says winners, Pasadena, so it won't matter if he thinks it's Buffalo, New York.
I would imagine, and I'm not trying to be funny, the only ticket he would ever ask for then is...
Yeah, to Pasadena.
Well, does... Who does...
Never mind. These are friends of Bud's. All right. Lindy Ruff is out as head coach in Buffalo, meaning the slow-starting, inconsistent, and sometimes lethargic Sabres have now become Ron Ralston's mess to clean up. Ralston was promoted from the Sabres minor league affiliate. Ron Ralston was a player, if I'm not mistaken. He was just promoted from the Sabres minor league affiliate, the American Hockey League Rochester franchise, to finish out the season as Buffalo's interim head coach on Wednesday. The move was made hours after Ruff was fired amid growing criticism for the team's early season struggles. And it came less than a week after Ruff had defiantly said he wasn't done trying to clean up this mess. The turnaround never came for Lindy Ruff and the Sabres, who are in the midst of a 4-10-1 slump following a 2-1 home loss to the Winnipeg Jets on Tuesday. You know, they're right now they're 6-10-1, and they're in the midst of a 4-10-1 slump. So
they started 2-0.
Yeah. It was a game in which the Sabres were booed several times for their turnover-filled and inconsistent effort. General Manager Darcy Regier said, "I think the last game was quite honestly a tipping point. It was evident to me that we were searching for answers to too many questions. I think we were making some strides, but in the end, for every two steps forward, it was one step back, and sometimes not that." So it ends 16 years as the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. There's only one guy in of North America's four major pro sports. There's one coach who has coached longer. And do you, anybody want to take a guess?
Not Jerry Buss.
He wasn't a coach and he's dead. God.
Yeah. I don't mean him.
But you don't even get to guess because you winners, Pasadena.
I think it's that guy that coaches for San Antonio, Popovich.
You're right. Robert's got it.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm not an idiot.
Yes, it is. It's Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs has been coaching the NBA San Antonio Spurs since 1996, and that's technically 16-plus years, I guess. Lindy Ruff came on board July 21st of 1997, which would make that, it'll be 16 years coming up here in this coming summer. I'm disappointed for myself. I'm disappointed for Lindy. I'm disappointed for you. I'm disappointed for me. I think the whole thing's a big, fat disappointment, said this guy, Darcy Regier. And when they asked him, "Are you disappointed?" he said, "What do you, didn't I just say that I'm disappointed?" And they said, "Yeah, but we wanted to make sure." And he said, "I am disappointed."
What? No, hold on. Quit fooling around. What was the quote? Give me that.
Don't take it from...
Give me that. Let's see. Oh, here it is. "I'm disappointed for myself, I'm disappointed for Lindy, and when I see the players, I'm disappointed for them too. We should all be disappointed. As far as anger, we have too much work to do." I wonder if he's disappointed in himself. Did he say that?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
That's a good call, Margaret.
Yeah, see, he doesn't say he's disappointed in himself. What is his name? Darcy Regier. One of the things about French Canadians, all the men have women's names, and I think that is a... It's confusing. I think it doesn't speak well.
Wait a minute. What do you mean all the men have women's names?
They do. Like one guy's name Yvonne.
Hold on.
No, I just want to make this point. Mr. Darcy Regier of the Buffalo Sabres, if you're disappointed, I don't see you singling yourself out, and I think that is a mistake.
Well,
I'm not done yet. Hold on. I want to make this point because there's a lot of people out there that don't think I can do sports. And let me tell you what.
I just want to...
Hold on, Phil. I address myself to the man who is the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres, which is the French. You fired a man after 16 years. You're disappointed in him. You're disappointed in the players. You're disappointed in this. You're disappointed. But you're not disappointed in yourself. And that makes me think that you are the reason the Buffalo Sabres, if you will, stink.
All right.
Thank you, bud. I think you, Mr. Darcy...
Did you hear what you just did?
Excuse me, do you know French?
No, Margaret, but you don't either.
I know it better than you, and so that makes me think, Mr. Darcy, that you don't know your ass from 40 cents a week. Thank you. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I just... Shut up, bud.
What are you two clowns laughing at?
You don't know your ass from 40 cents a week. To me, that's funny.
You know what?
Toilet?
Yes, the toilet.
Well, that's the first time tonight. I think we're making progress. It's, almost 11:30. That's an hour and a half, Margaret. Way to do it.
Shut your hole, please.
So, yeah, Darcy, you better start taking stock of yourself, man, because Margaret says, you know, the Buffalo Sabres, they got rid of the coach. He's disappointed in him. He's got all kinds of disappointment. You better be disappointed in yourself. How about if you're disappointed in the owner? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Freddie Roach says a foot stomping led to Manny Pacheco's knockout loss to Juan Manuel Marquez. Let's look into that and other stories as we continue here tonight from PhilHendryShow.com. Get a backstage pass and be a part of the real story. We'll be right back.
Mr. Darcy Ramirez.
You all right?
Phil, I'm calling from the bathroom. Is there toilet paper?
Phil Hendry.
Dr. Jim Sadler joining us. Dr. Sadler is a doctor of psychiatry in San Diego, California, and has joined us. I should say he's a psychologist and as well as a veterinarian. Am I reading that right, bud?
Yeah, maybe we ought to talk about that.
Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us here from San Diego tonight. Dr. Sadler, how are you, sir?
Phil, it's great to be on the program. Yes, I am a veterinarian as well as a psychologist. It was two areas of interest and two areas of discipline that I decided I wanted to pursue. And
so you have your DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine?
That is absolutely correct. And I have my doctorate of psychology. I find both of them exciting fields.
Which do you practice more?
Well, right now I'm strictly in the individual therapy, psychotherapy.
So psychology?
Yes. My veterinary medicine license has lapsed. I suppose you have people there doing research, so I might as well say it before someone, digs it up. I got my license suspended because, and this was not my fault, I had, and I mean that, Phil, because I know you have Margaret Gray there.
I haven't said a thing, Doctor.
Are you not doing? Did you not start doing research?
I went online to look up your name. Yes.
All right. So I'm glad that I told you, Phil, before Margaret came on the air.
Well, I don't think you should. Margaret's going to be fair about it. If she found out what it is you're telling us before you were able to tell us, I think she would have been fair.
Well, okay. Whatever you say.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Right, God almighty.
Would you not do that, Margaret?
I am not going to restrain a natural gas expression. Excuse me, I'm sorry. A natural gas expression as the result of clean diet.
You're drinking a Diet Coke.
Boy, you know.
Yeah, see? Do you see?
Oh, would you please man up? Would you man up?
Do you see, though, Mr. Henry, how she baits me?
All right, are we going to have an adult conversation here or not? Every single person we've had on the air tonight.
But you do see, don't you?
No, I don't see. I'm listening to you whine, and you...
I'm asking him to man the hell up, will you?
Do you see?
All right, Dr. Sadler, I'm going to hang up on you. You can pull it together if you want.
Pull it together?
You started it.
Phil.
No, wait. You started it with the belch. That's where you started it, with the belch.
You know that woman on Facebook, she said, stop with the bickering between you and Margaret and do some substantial topics.
I don't give a damn what she said.
You don't?
No, I don't. Let me ask you something. I'm supposed to care about what everybody says on Facebook? Would you get off of Facebook for 5 seconds and let's get into the real world? Into the real world, okay?
What do you think of her?
Who?
Her.
Shannon Doherty?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about her right now, man. I'm talking... In any event, okay. Dr. Sadler, back... Yeah. Okay, so Dr. Sadler, you talked to Robert, right?
Yeah, I talked to Robert. He's reading me the Riot Act, which I... All right, and I'm not a racist, but you had a black guy telling me...
Hey, I'm just telling you what Mr. Henry wants, okay?
I understand that, Robert, but I'm not in a position...
You're not in a position for what? You're going to do what we ask, or we'll hang up on you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Dr. Jim Sadler has joined us here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the psych. You know what? We had a couple of things we wanted to talk to you about. One of them was, I forget what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what you want to talk about.
Did you tell him, Robert?
No.
Oh, God. All right, let's talk about the Pacheco fight then, okay? This Pacheco-Marquez fight.
All right. I mean, they said you wanted to bring me on to...
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about that. Now, in 2011, when Manny Pacheco won a... where are you, by the way?
I'm over at Costco right now. I had to come over and get Bubba cakes for a party we're having.
You had to get what?
Bubba cakes.
Butter cakes?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Look, Ms. Gray, I swear to God, it's late, and I've had a tough day. I'm asking you, and I'm asking you very politely, if you'll just back off.
I know, but what are butter cakes?
I didn't ask him that. I said, what's that about?
All right, which question you want? A butter cake? I don't know what it is. All I know is my wife, my 22-year-old wife, is having some sort of a thing. She's having some girls over and wanted to be to get a butter cake.
Jeez.
Don't look, Ms. Gray, don't start in.
What is a butter cake?
It's a really, really delicate, light cake. That is, it's so delicate and so sweet and so light, and originally was eaten only by the most effeminate men in France, that I can't even imagine that it was able to survive the trip to the United States. They're so light and delicate.
Okay, and what's that mean?
Well, I don't think your wife thinks very highly of you to send you out in the middle of the night to buy them.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Look, hold on for a minute. I'll ask the questions from here on out. I don't want to talk about butter cakes.
Thank God.
No. Hold on for a minute. She says that I'm out in the middle of the night buying butter cakes. And she is intimating there's something wrong with that. What's wrong with it?
I don't think there's anything wrong. I think your safety is in... I think your safety's compromised.
Why?
Why?
Because, do I hear an echo? Why? Because...
Well, let's just answer the question, why?
Never mind. All right, I'll tell you why. Because they are considered to be so light, so delicate, and so easily just... Even if you shift them in the box, by a half of an inch, the entire butter cake will fall apart. Now, do you know that?
No, I don't know anything about this. All I know is she told me... to come over and buy some.
I'm trying to tell you. If anyone sees you buying them, and they happen to be homophobic, that's all I'm saying, Phil.
Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about? I came over here to buy Bubba cakes.
And the way you talk, God.
Well, that's the part I'd be worried about.
Wait, hold the phone here for a minute. He's over buying something called a butter cake. I don't know what that is.
Phil, I know you don't know what it is. I'm trying to tell him. It is a light and delicate cake that even if you move it a half of an inch before you eat it, it'll fall completely apart and lose all of its nutrient value. I don't know how they were able to get it shipped here.
Maybe they made it here.
Then it's not a butter cake.
It's not a butter cake unless it's made in France.
That's correct, yes.
Well, just buy ones that was made here.
Well, they can't use the word butter. They can't call it a butter cake. They have to call it something else.
They can't call it.
Well, they'd have to call it like a dairy product cake or a margarine or, you know.
Dairy product cake.
Yes, Phil, or a churn cake. I've heard it referred to as that.
Well, was churn because they churned the butter?
There, bingo. Give the man a cigar. Yes.
So this man, you know what? I think you're absolutely right, Dr. Sadler. Just get like a churn cake or whatever.
Well, she said butter cake. If I get home with a churn cake.
She's going to send you back.
Well, then you tell her you don't want to go back because your life's in danger.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to say. I'm in my early 50s. My wife is 22. That's a hell of a thing to say to a young, sweet piece of, she's a piece of you know what, wife. Say, I can't go back there because I'm afraid I'm going to get beated up. On the counter, I'm buying butter cake.
See, and the way you talk, that's really, it puts him in jeopardy, Phil. If he goes up to the counter and says, I want a butter cake, or whatever it is.
I can hear her laughing, Mr. Henry. Thank you very much.
Phil, I did the best that I could.
You did the best that you could. Yes, you did. You did, Margaret. I'm having a difficult time.
You're laughing.
I'm laughing only because the entire thing is bizarre as hell. But I also don't think it's funny. If he's out there in the middle of the night, as you said, and he's in jeopardy because he's buying a butter cake, and if there's anyone homophobic around...
Phil, I'm... Look, don't kill the messenger, Phil, just because of the message, all right? Don't kill the messenger just because... Hold on, bud. Because back in the early days of Greece, in early Grecian... Not Grecian. Grecian times... They would kill the messenger. That's why the saying came about.
What did he do? He killed a guy because he brought bad news?
Yes, in early Grecian times.
Well, how many years? Early Grecian. How many years ago is that?
Was that a question? What did you say?
How many years ago was it when they had Grecian times?
I don't know. Way back. When they had the guy. Who was the man that had the wings on his feet? Who was that?
Icarus.
Yeah, back then.
He wasn't real. He was a legend.
Well, I'm just telling you, in early Grecian times.
All right, so they killed the messenger. And you don't want me to kill you. You're the messenger. And you're telling me that if Dr. Sadler's out there buying butter cakes, he will be the victim of a homophobic assault.
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah, you know what I can do is go down and see how he's doing.
He's in San Diego, man. How are you going to get by the time you get there?
Oh.
Well, I just think, Dr. Sadler, please call back. We are sorry that I'm sorry I made fun of the... It's my fault. It's on me, Phil. When I said if he was at the checkout stand and he'd go, bud that cake.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's a very sensitive guy. He's all aware of his speech impediment. Dr. Sadler, please call us back. We're going to go into a break. We want to make sure you're okay. I think the whole thing sounds bullcrap.
Excuse me?
I think it's bullcrap what you're telling... I can't imagine, but just to be on the safe side.
Can't imagine what?
That he's going to get assaulted for buying butter cakes because some guy overheard that he's buying butter cakes. What are you, nuts?
Phil, it's a dangerous world.
You know, I tell you, Mr. Ray, I believe it. Living the world I lived in, I believe it.
He's going to get out of the parking lot and some homophobic what?
Most likely a box boy or a bus boy. Someone that works at the deli. Someone who can get in and out, you know. So I would imagine they'd have on an apron or one of the paper hats. You know what? Why don't you go straight to where the devil... Just go straight to Devil Land.
All right,
Granny, you shouldn't laugh at Mr. Sadler. He's going to get assaulted by a homophobe.
We'll see. We'll be right back. World Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Go to Devil Land, huh?
Yes, that's what I said.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I think we've got Dr. Jim Sadler back on the line. It's an asinine discussion we're having here about whether his life is in danger out there at the Costco because he's buying butter. Dr. Sadler? Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler here.
All right, how is everything going?
I went out to the lot and got the butter cake. But I was very concerned over the things that had been said to me by Ms. Gray, and so I ran to the car and...
Slow down.
Dr. Sadler, were you assaulted?
No, I was not assaulted, but I ran with the butter cake, and the running caused the butter cake to slam into the sides of the box, and the ones that I purchased have disintegrated. Now I've had to come back into the store.
So you had to go back and buy new ones?
Yes, I can't take home these butter cakes. And I will say that I feel it was unfair of Ms. Gray to panic me.
I agree.
Now, Phil, hold on. Dr. Sadler.
No, let me finish, please. Whether or not you were concerned with my health or well-being, we can discuss that at length at another time. But I was running to the car. The butter cake is ruined.
Are you saying that no one even glanced at you funny?
Yes, at the checkout counter, I said, the man said, what do you got there? And I didn't want to tell him. And he said, would you please tell me what you have there?
Why didn't he just look at the package?
Because he wanted to hear me say it in case it was, in fact, Bubba Cake. And I said, I've got Bubba Cake. And he laughed because he heard the speech impediment. He gave a high sign to a guy in the deli department, and there was no one chased me, nothing happened. So I'm assuming that he got his big laugh, but there was no homophobic attack.
What do you mean he gave the high sign to a guy in the deli department?
Ms. Gray said that it's generally someone wearing a paper hat or an apron that's going to come after you with sexual issues.
Yes, that's my understanding.
It's a guy in a paper hat with...
Don't you laugh. So I've got to come back in here, get more Bubba Cake, go up to the counter, say, yes, it's Bubba Cake, he'll get his laugh, and then I leave. And let's see, where is it? Where is it? Wait, this one right here. Is this Bubba Cake? Oh, boy. All right, I got it. I'm getting out of here.
All right, I don't blame you. Dr. Sadler, I apologize for interrupting your evening.
No. I was supposed to be on your show, but I didn't know I was going to have to run a gauntlet between Gray and two guys in the deli department getting their jollies.
Well, what? So in other words, they gave the high sign meaning what?
I guess the word's out that there's a kibosh on chasing guys to the parking lot who sound funny ordering Bubba Cake.
Well, I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful.
Uh-huh.
All right, thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler.
Whatever.
Well, Phil, don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at you like that. I'm looking at you like that. Ridiculous jackball conversation about butter cake, getting chased through a parking lot, guys giving each other the high sign. A guy in an apron with a paper hat who has sexual issues.
Damn, that's the part that I would most assuredly be interested in.
Oh, really? What are you interested in about that?
Not because I'm gay or anything.
Why are you interested?
No, I think he's interested the same way that I'm interested. I'm sure that there have been many a conversation on radio stations and elsewhere about sexual issues, about the sexual personality of the American people, of the sexual personality perhaps of the American male. But I've never heard anyone talking about the sexual hang-ups or personalities of guys wearing paper hats with red aprons. Okay?
Well, you can laugh if you want, Phil, because I know to you everything's a big joke. The whole thing is a big joke. But for me, this was important.
Well, you know what? I think you're full of it. I don't think you have your information correct. Okay?
Phil.
No. And on top of everything else, you got the guy so scared he's running with this delicate butter cake that got destroyed, so he's got to go back and buy more. And also, you can have your weird, weird point of view put out there, Margaret. In 2011, when Manny Pacheco won a tight decision over Juan Manuel Marquez in the third fight between them, Pacheco's zealous supporters weren't simply content to see their man get a win many experts didn't believe he deserved. In the days following that November the 12th, 2011 bout, Pacheco's fans took to the internet in droves to post photos that showed Marquez stepping on their hero's foot. It didn't matter that Pacheco had won or that such an occurrence is common when a left-hander such as Pacheco fights a right-hander like Marquez. They referred to it as foot stomping, and it implied it was the reason the fight was even close. The Pacheco fans had to bellyache about it as a way to try to explain why he didn't win more clearly, more convincingly. That point of view clearly disregarded the fact that each of the first two bouts were exceptionally close. According to this blog, I imagine they're going to go through the roof when they hear what Pacheco trainer Freddie Roach told the Los Angeles Times estimable sports columnist Bill Dwyer about the finish of Pacheco's fourth fight with Marquez. That one, you may remember, ended when Pacheco got caught by a Marquez right hand on December the 8th, 2012 in Vegas, and Pac-Man went face first to the canvas where he was out cold. Roach told Dwyer that there was plenty of concern for Pacheco's well-being immediately after the punch. Pacheco didn't move for several anxious moments. What's bound to set off the Pacheco fans, though, is Roach's explanation to Dwyer 2 months after the fact that why the knockout occurred. In the parlance of the Pacheco fans, it was the old foot stomp. So, in other words, because the fight was not a more convincing victory for, for Manny Pacheco in the first fight, it was this foot stomp that eventually led to a loss to Manuel Marquez in the second fight. That ended when Pacheco got caught. That was the December the 8th, 2012 fight. And it was somehow a foot stomp that came immediately after the punch.
And this is a common thing for left-handed fighters.
Yes, because they're moving in an awkward way. You know, prize fighting is never going to be anything unless it's controversial. I mean, it's never going to be anything unless you have all of this contentious stuff between different fight camps. It's the same no matter what the division. It's never going to be an interesting sport unless there is before the fight and after the fight controversy. So it continues, man. 877-876-Phil, 877-876-7445. A couple of other things to get into. I didn't even know where this cat was until I read this story. Joe Garagiola has finally retired.
What? I thought he was retired.
I thought he was dead. No, he's neither dead nor retired. He was working, man. He was part of the Arizona Diamondback play-by-play team. But he's finally retired at 87. You know what? Good for you, Joe. Not that you're retiring, but that you went to 87. That's... Maybe I got 27 more years, man.
Well,
we'll see. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
I got a brother cake. It's okay, I got it.
Okay, that's great.
Are we on the air?
No, we're not. I don't care.
Well, Phil, I got a brother cake.